What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Broadcasting live from the greatest city in the world.
Austin, Texas, baby.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
You guys want to play some twos?
You know what? Actually, we're kind of in the middle of a conversation.
B&E.
What's B&E?
Bucky Godbolt, Aaron Hogan on the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260 and hornfm.com with the Longhorns play and Austin Talks Sports.
You think we've gotten too radical with our message? Well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, now you know. Glory, glory!
Put them together for Tuesday on B&E, another breaking news morning. We'll get you the very latest on Texas and Oklahoma's plan to head to the SEC. Details coming again this morning. Also got an agreement with Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. We've got baseball. We've got the Olympics. And the disappointing news on Simone Biles not participating in the USA team gymnastics competition.
Giving the team a silver medal.
Has that happened?
Yeah, that's happened. They got a silver instead of a gold.
Well, that's breaking this morning.
All over the place.
Yeah, obviously they're way ahead of us competing already in the days and the night's events over in Tokyo. Simone Biles, USA, with a silver medal. And I'm watching 3-on-3 basketball, Japan and France.
Don't look at it. Don't look at it. If Zay's not playing, don't look.
Well, Zay can't play. That's females right there. Ooh, that was a charge. Or maybe a block. That was a collision chin to chin. They went bang.
Wow.
You know, they play below the rim, Japan and France, the ladies. They play below the rim, it's safe to say.
No, that's not. No, not at all. That's
because when we were doing back in the day, the hoop it up 3-on-3, we had some dudes that would play above the rim. We would.
Wait a minute.
Not me.
Are you reporting that you'd be? Are you a part? Were you a part on 3-on-3 on getting up there?
Yeah,
you were.
I couldn't dunk.
Did you have a team?
Yes.
You did?
Growing up, for sure, we had 3-on-3 hoop it up.
Oh, I thought you were in something that was organized.
Yeah, hoop it up.
Hoop it. You played on a team and hoop it up?
Yeah. Come on, man.
Seriously?
Zay, how many teams did you play on hoop
Wait
it up?
Wait a minute, Zay. Don't even lie.
I was on a team. I lost us the game because I missed like a free throw at the very end.
Well, I hope your teammates never. Hurt. Hope your teammates never forget that. Like you.
They shouldn't. I'll respect
the foul
that.
Shots, man.
I'll respect that. If they don't forgive me for that, I respect that.
Okay.
Hoop it up. Never heard of. Remember the big tournaments they'd have on the streets?
On Sixth Street? Didn't they have something like that
hoop
at Sixth Street?
Man.
But you actually went with a team?
Down in Houston, we did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You were a youngster, like in your 20s, right?
Teens.
Oh, teens.
Yeah, like
teens.
17, 18, 19.
Didn't have
Absolutely.
Hooping up. Didn't have it hooping up back in the day. I'd just go play down the playground. You're up.
Well,
you're
that's
gone.
What we did that too. I mean, you okay. played pickup ball at the church or at the Y or at the gym. But then, yeah, then you'd get your three and you'd go hoop it up.
Damn, I once broke into the elementary school to play, the junior high. We also got into the cafeteria, too. Yow. Not only did we play hoops.
We played a lot of
pickup ice cream
basketball
too.
Back in the day. There was a pickup court at a church near my neighborhood. It was on carpet. Yeah, you ever play on the carpet? You ever Whoa. Do that, Zay? Play on the carpet, get the rug burns?
Oh, the worst. I remember playing on carpet in elementary school. CeCe's over here like, you got to dive on the ball. I'm like,
what?
CeCe, come on. This is carpet here. I'm getting rope burned from trying to hustle.
Says E Abala. Come on.
Bala. Come on, man.
I mean, I could shoot. I could shoot a little bit. I mean, wow. We had a nice goal at my drive. I probably shot 10 million balls at my driveway in Houston where my parents still live. It's still there. The hoop's still up.
Yeah, why don't you take Ben Simmons with you? And maybe
I could teach him how to shoot free throw.
I bet there's been a lot of people that have told Ben Simmons, I can really, really help you. I can help you shoot free throws. The big guy from Milwaukee didn't have any problem shooting free throws. When it was time, did he?
Freak.
The MVP.
The freak, baby. The freak. What a finals he had. Wasn't here to discuss it, but man, that's an all-timer. A 50-point closeout game that just got better and better. That was a cool story.
From a guy who was getting ready to have knee surgery that we thought would never be in the game. Well, at least I did.
Well, and now you wonder if Milwaukee has staying power in the East.
No.
Well, you know, Brooklyn would be who's going to block him outside of Brooklyn becomes the question. There's not another real dominant team in the East.
Sixers will be back.
Yeah, with Ben Simmons. Come on,
with
man.
Ben.
Come on, man.
Okay, Uncle Ben Simmons.
No, Brooklyn
yeah.
with Durant, not Kyrie and Harden if they're healthy, obviously. But I like that Milwaukee team, and Giannis is pretty dang good. Hey, let's get to your headlines, your trending topics, things you need to know. Top Gun, Law and Quentin Reynolds bring you the news. And, yeah, the shifting world of college athletics, news day by day. And Now, as expected, Texas and Oklahoma, who officially notified the Big 12 yesterday that they won't be renewing their grant of rights to the league when those rights expire in 2025, signaling the end of their affiliation with the conference. Well, the next step is now for both schools to formally seek admission into the SEC. Multiple reports this morning that that official application will come today. And as soon as this morning, both schools will formally file a letter with the Southeastern Conference requesting admission to that conference. And as we've told you, the presidents of the SEC are scheduled to meet on Thursday and a possible vote on admitting Texas and Oklahoma for their 15th and 16th members could come then. Most now expect a unanimous 14-0 vote. Developing news from the NFL, we're on the eve of the opening of their training camp. It appears the Packers have reached an agreement with quarterback Aaron Rodgers that will not only get him into camp, but will get him on board with the team as their starting quarterback in 2021. According to Adam Schefter of ESPN, the reigning league MVP was seriously mulling not playing at all this season as of this weekend, but the two sides got together and agreed on a new adjusted contract that will not cause any loss of income for Rodgers this year. It will provide the Packers more cap room, and his status with the franchise will be reviewed at the end of the 2021 season, and Rodgers will have some control over his future. In baseball, very disappointing night for the Houston Astros. They jump out to a 7-0 lead, and their series opener in Seattle only to see the Mariners rally back and stun Houston 11-8 the final. 3 runs in the 5th, 3 more in the 6th for the Mariners, got them back in it, and then a grand slam from Dylan Moore in the 8th inning. The big blow, they win at 11-8. Round Rock lost in Reno in a slugfest 11-10. And at the Tokyo Olympics, as we mentioned, U.S. medal count up to 22, actually 23 now. Silver medal for Team USA in gymnastics. But Simone Biles did not compete in the team competition. She withdrew for unknown reasons.
Horn Headlines brought to you by Top Gun Rentals and Lawn Equipment.
Come to Top Gun and buy or rent the equipment you need for your construction and lawn projects, and you could win a bottle of 1942 Don Julio tequila or Blanton's whiskey.
TopGun.net. We'll shoot you straight.
Yeah, I'm still not understanding Deshaun Watson and what's the NFL doing and what is it that they know and they don't know. But I got to believe they know enough not to are just waiting him, you know, you can go to camp, you can do anything but actually play in games.
Well, that's where I think even Houston Texans fans and the organization puzzled about the NFL's lack of any assistance on this.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa Friel is their lead investigator, right? She's the former district attorney in Manhattan. She's investigating this, and so she... Yeah. She would be the one that advises Roger Goodell that, hey, we need to put him on the exempt list. But I guess my only question would be, is the NFL just waiting to suspend him for games? Remember, go back to when Zeke Elliott was being investigated for his stuff. He wasn't actually suspended by the league until games were actually played.
Right.
He went to camp. He did all that. And that's kind of where we are with Deshaun Watson. And maybe the league stance is, look, we're not this.
Let's be consistent.
We'll step in when games are
right,
when it's time for games, and that's when our suspension will come. So the Texans are left in this awkward spot of, well, we kind of expected him not to be here.
And but he needs the money.
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, the Texans could actually suspend him.
It's true.
As a team, an organization, which they probably should do at this point. But that's what we don't know. What's been the communication between the NFL and the Texans? How far down the road is this investigation of Lisa Friel? Look, we're still learning new information. I mean, as of yesterday, Rusty Harden, a spokesman for Deshaun Watson's lawyer, said that now 10 women, we know there are 22 civil complaints against Deshaun Watson. Well, now 10, 8 of the 10 women and 10 total have now filed complaints with the Houston Police Department.
Right.
So criminal complaints. So, I mean, this thing is years in its adjudication. This thing is an absolute mess for the Texans and the NFL. And as you just said, Deshaun Watson's showing up because he doesn't want to be fined $50,000 per his contract.
Got to have that money.
I mean, it's probably going straight to $50,000 a day to Rusty Harden and his lawyers. Gosh. At this point. And he's already lost a ton in endorsement deals through this process. And that's a dicey situation. It does feel like the Green Bay Packers have solved their issue with Aaron Rodgers on the eve of training camp, so that's good. And we'll get into this Texas story in Oklahoma. Now breaking news this morning that the application, the letter, yesterday's letter was we're out from the Big 12. This morning's letter is an official filing with the SEC, the Southeastern Conference, not the Security and Exchange Commission, but the SEC that, yes, we would like to be invited to join your conference. All formalities, but need to be happening, and so we'll get you the very latest on that as well.
All right, joining us right now, we have a special guest joining us on the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina Hotline. This young guy is the regional marketing manager for Academy Sports and Outdoors, and I'm really, really happy to get an opportunity to talk to him. Chris Woods. Chris, welcome to B&E this morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Happy to be here with you and your listeners.
Now, you know what, Chris? I first of all, I got to thank not only you, but I got to thank you definitely for bringing me Steve Lamb, the guy who's the area manager for Academy Sports and Outdoors. He was fantastic and what he's done in a short period of time joining your group. He is fantastic. The things that he did for the 28th Annual Mullet Open in such a quick time was incredible. And you guys and what Academy Sports and Outdoors have done for our area alone, the Austin region, has been spectacular. But you guys, you got tentacles everywhere in the state of Texas.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, Steve is a rock star in Central Texas, but, you know, with over 70 locations serving Texas all throughout Houston, DFW, Central Texas, all the way out to West Texas and down south. We have Texas covered. It's our home state, so we take pride in that.
You know, I wish we could talk about some of the things that just happened over the last 48 hours, and I know how close you guys are with Longhorn football, but we really can't because you guys don't know where we're going from here right now. So we'll leave that out of the mix, and you'll get to that situation, I'm sure, shortly. But also, Austin FC, your involvement with Austin FC is spectacular too right now.
Yeah, for the listeners who aren't aware, as of today, we're proud to deepen our roots in Austin and announce our newest partnerships with University of Texas Athletics and Austin FC. You know, these are exciting partnerships for us to continue to display our brand throughout Austin and Central Texas, and what better way to do it through two prestigious organizations. Some would like to call it a match made in Texas, so we're proud of it.
No question, Academy Sports and Outdoors is the go-to for all of your sporting goods needs and everything else in between. Back to school's coming up as well. So now Austin FC and the Longhorns, congratulations on that. I know that Austin FC, man, you see that gear everywhere, and I know I've been in to look at your selection. You guys have a lot of great stuff for Austin FC, and that's where folks can get the very latest.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's certainly flying off the shelves. We knew when you know, the announcement was made to get it in the market. We knew that it was going to be a hot item to have in our stores, and we can't keep it in stock. And we hope to continue that success as we enter the relationship and, you know, leverage the partnership to really elevate some exclusive offerings for our customers there in Austin.
You know, Chris was joining us. He is the regional marketing manager for Academy Sports and Outdoors. And you're not kidding. When you talk about keeping that stuff for Austin FC on the shelves, dude, I have been to Brody, I've been to different places to get stuff, and it's there one day, and it's all gone, like, the next day. I mean, it's incredible what the feelings that people have for this team.
Absolutely. I mean, quite honestly, we can't wait until they're in the championship scenario. I mean, that's when we really bring things to life. And same with UT. I mean, that's when we really see the passion of our fans come through and, you know, fans in the parking lot celebrating, and we can't wait till we have one of those moments. But we'll take it in the interim. We're excited to have a MLS team in Austin, and we're going to continue to celebrate and amplify what we can.
Now, Chris, tell us about your community service. I know what you do for this Austin area, but for the entire state of Texas, I mean, from what you guys did down in Houston when there were floods, and there's always, but Academy Sports and Outdoors, whether it's getting tents out. By the way, you were just a part of the big media event, the Big 12 Media Days up in Dallas. As a matter of fact, you guys sponsored the media days up there.
Yeah, our friends up in Dallas with the Big 12 Media Day, as well as out in Birmingham with the SEC Media Day. So we're excited. I mean, football is back, and we're excited just to be back with the fans. But, yeah, in terms of just what we do in the community, one of our values is that we hold dear is to make a positive impact. So, you know, whether it was Hurricane Harvey in Houston this past year, the past freeze that we had across the state, and just last week, the Unity Select Sports Football League in Round Rock, had its gear stolen. We had an opportunity to partner with KVU there in Austin, and we were able to donate $3,000 to help those kids get back on the field. So, you know, anytime we find a moment for us to really build customers for life and make a positive impact, that's where we step up to the plate, especially for our hometown state.
You know, I can't, once again, I can't say enough, because it was my this station's 20th annual Mullet Open last, in June for just helping out some kids that really need help, young women and young men. And we give a yearly award out in honor of Greg Miller. And I don't know if you're probably a young guy. You don't remember Greg Miller, but he was one of your managers. And we give out a special award. He lost his life. He needed to have a liver transplant. He did not get that done. But he was there when I first started this event. And 20 years later, his memory still lives on. And there are some of the folks at Academy Sports and Outdoors that remember Mr. Miller, but there's others that they don't know about him. And his heart was so big. And I remember going there, and he said, what do you need? I just a couple fishing poles, Mr. Miller. He said, well, you go get the poles, you go get a canoe, you get what you have to get, but we want to support your efforts in helping these young folks out. And to this day, that award will always be given out in his honor and Academy of Sports and Outdoors.
Yeah, I mean, you know, from Mr. Miller, you know, all the way to the Gotchman family who founded Academy Sports Outdoors back in 1938 in a little tire shop in San Antonio, it's always been embedded in our DNA. So to hear the story about Mr. Miller, even to this day, it carries true, and we try to live up to that legacy of the Gotchman family and Mr. Miller and those who've been through the Academy's doors who, you know, value make a positive impact.
Chris, we appreciate it. Great stuff. Appreciate the partnership. Excited about the Austin FC partnership and with the Longhorns, as we are the flagship for UT, and hope we continue to talk and do great things with you to help our community and get folks back to sports and back to school.
Thank you, Chris, so very much, man.
Thank you all. Thank you all. Hope to talk to you this season.
All right, there you go. Good partners for the Mullet Open and for so many folks. Good for those youngsters out in Round Rock.
How about
back,
that?
Their uniforms back. Well, think about it. You know, back to school is coming up.
Back to school, back to sports.
Well, and you know, kids didn't go to school last year in large measure, a lot of places, and now they're going to be going back and didn't play a lot of sports organized because of the pandemic. That's back, too. So we appreciate our partnership with our friends at Academy Sports and Outdoors. All right, Buck. So latest this morning is that, you know, as we filed, we told you yesterday, Big 12, Oklahoma and Texas both saying and sending their letters formally that we are getting out and headed, you know, they didn't say to the SEC, but we're done in this conference as of 2025. But now this morning reports that the second letter goes out officially to the Southeastern Conference to say, hey, we would like to be formally invited,
mm-hmm.
and the presidents meet on Thursday, and there could be a vote. Remember, the original thought was Texas A&M was going to be a no vote, and it would be 13-1, and essentially John Sharp, who's the head of the Board of Regents for Texas A&M system, was going to kind of lead a charge, at least at the beginning of this, to try to mount a, you know, can we find four SEC schools to block this? That's now all in the past. I mean, reports that Governor Abbott told, you know, kind of leaned on John Sharp to stand down and allow this to happen. This thing's been in the works for 6 months to a year, and you're probably not going to be able to prevent it, so just go ahead and be a team player on this. And now even reports throughout the SEC that it's going to be 14-0, that you know, for the,
sure,
the sense of unity, that the vote will be unanimous, and that could come on Thursday. And there's a website that covers Georgia football called Dog Sports, DAWGSports.com, reporting this morning that Kevin Eltife, who is the head of the Texas system, the Board of Regents, he's the chairman, that he told that website that the plan for Texas is to play in the SEC by 2022,
mm-hmm.
with 2023 being a backup plan. That's what we've discussed, but to hear it being reported through Kevin Eltife, who's really leading the charge of this, would speak to this is the plan. The plan is to make this, you know, take this step yesterday, take this step today, get the vote on Thursday, and then, you know, whatever needs to happen to be playing in the Southeastern Conference as a full member by next year would be the goal. And if you remember when Texas A&M and Missouri left to join the Southeastern Conference, it was a very similar timeline. They applied at the, you know, in the summer of 2011 and were then playing in the conference in the following year of 2012,
right,
when Texas A&M began play. And this would follow a very similar timeline 10 years later, 2021, to begin play in 2022. Now, what could derail 2022? Obviously, the other eight schools of the Big 12, $80 million that both schools would apparently owe to get out fees. But as we've talked about throughout the course of the morning, the hope of the Longhorns and the brass at Oklahoma is that in the wake of this move, the Big 12 will simply dissolve.
Yeah, you're going to become a part of, well, you thought you were a part of a conference when you joined the Big 12, but now you're going to become a part of a conference once again that you're just going to be a part of. That's what they do. Say what you want about the SEC. They're very proud of their teams. They're very proud of their championships. And now you're going to be a part of that. So you're going to be one of the big dogs because you are Texas. You're going to be one of the big dogs. But you will be screaming SEC, SEC. Yes, you will be a part of that, screaming that out at your games. You're not going to be sitting on your hands not saying that. You're part of this conference. That conference is very proud of what they do. And now you're in bed with them.
It is headed that direction,
yes,
for sure. And look, I mean, this, we talked about the business deal that it is. But yes, I mean, Texas has to change course. I mean, their course has typically been, whether it was the old Southwest Conference, the Big 12, that Texas has been the big dog in those conferences, right? I mean, you know, when it, and that was one.
And
of
you're
the,
still a big dog.
You're a big dog.
Hell yeah, you are.
But you're just one of the big dogs. Now, you still may be the biggest as far as brand, not success on a football field, but as far as brand and value and all the things we talk about.
But you do have tradition in football, too. I mean,
oh, no question.
You're not just a scrub going to the SEC. You have a long-time brand, and you've been winning, too.
Well, and yes, and that would be the hope, that you step it up in football.
Right.
I mean, that's the goal, I think, for Kevin Elteich, for Jay Hartzell, for Chris Del Conte. That was why you hired Steve Sarkisian. But obviously, in real time, you have to get ready for a 2021 season in the Big 12, 39 days away.
That people know you're leaving, and they hate your guts, and
yeah,
they are going to be gung-ho for Sark and the gang.
Yeah, the hatred for Texas will have never been more palpable.
Gary Patterson.
Yeah.
Matt Campbell.
But look, at this point, those kind of like Texas A&M originally, they were, you know, went through all the stages of grief, A&M, but now they're coming to the realization. I think that's the case at the other eight schools of the Big 12. They're realizing that, okay, we can whine about this, or we can take action now,
yes,
to put ourselves in the best position moving forward. Then that's probably not in a rebuilt Big 12. That's probably finding the best landing spot for us. Where is that going to be? And each individual university now has to take that course. Where is the best landing spot for Oklahoma State or Texas Tech or Kansas or West Virginia?
I believe it's 1 year, E. I believe it's 1 year before they get to the SEC and start playing games.
I agree.
This thing will dissolve itself.
Well, there have been other reports that Kevin Elteich has told folks behind the scenes that they have the money. I mean, if they need to buy it out, they'll buy it out.
Sure they will.
And again, it's a divorce. So there's,
you're going to pick up the money with the SEC anyway.
Right. There's a negotiation. Just like in any divorce, you settle. There's a negotiated settlement. That, you know, Texas doesn't make this move, Oklahoma doesn't make this move with the expediency that they are, without already understanding what it's going to take to get out of the granting of rights deal. But legally, they have to say, we're in till 2025, with the idea that they're going to do everything they can do to expedite the divorce and move things forward.
And this year will be very important, Sark, to stay this 1 year of the Big 12, this last year of the Big 12. You got to come out with some real, real positive. You got to really get this thing going before you move over. As I said, there'll be people just gunning for you this year. That you've always had a target on your back as Texas, period. They always hate the big dog, whether you win, lose, or whatever. Your brand, they can't stand. And they're coming after you. I mean, like I said, Gary Patterson, Matt Campbell, you name it, they're looking this year. They're looking to get you in the arena of the football field and try to tear you apart. Now, Lincoln Riley's not mad at you because he's used to whipping your ass. So Lincoln Riley is not... He's not really all that upset. He's just going to go about his business and handle what he generally does to Texas.
Well, he's going with you. So,
right? He's not upset at you.
Well, look, I think, yes. I mean, those teams, Gary Patterson always wants to beat Texas. Matt Campbell wants to win every – I mean, I'm just – the universities within that are left now have to focus on them. They need to not worry about what has been done. You know, the Big 12 started to dissolve long ago, in my opinion, and really it fast-tracked when ESPN refused to renegotiate the deal when they had a window of renegotiation last summer. They wouldn't renegotiate. The Big 12 did not have any leverage, and that told, you know, I think Texas and Oklahoma and really everybody where they stood as far as the TV pecking order goes, big picture, and that fuels this. But at the end of the day, I mean, look, I mean, without Texas and Oklahoma holding up the conference, they've got to look out for one number one now. I mean, they've got to find as soft a landing spot as they possibly can for the long term in the changing face of college athletics. And that's why, you know, I think West Virginia is looking at the ACC. Kansas talking to the Big Ten. I think Texas Tech should be open-minded about the Pac-12, as should Oklahoma State. I don't know where TCU lands. I mean, all those things will be in play now over the next 12 to 18 months.
And the word is they're not going to be chanting SEC. They're going to sit on their hands. They're not going to say that.
No, I mean each.
Yes, they will. They'll be chanting SEC.
Well, you'll be playing in the premier athletic conference in
right.
the country, and have huge home games and road games, and that's where Texas needs to be, in my opinion, at this point. I just didn't think they would. I think they'd never do this, but obviously Jay Hartzell, Kevin Elteich have a different mindset about how they're going about things, and they're aggressive in how they're doing it. All right, B&E with you. Your thoughts on all of that. We'll come back. Also, salacious gossip and your blitz before the end of the hour. It's a Tuesday edition of B&E with breaking news for the Olympics. We'll get you the very latest. Aaron Rodgers in camp this morning with the Packers. All things we're talking about on B&E.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
All right, we got the very latest on Texas and Oklahoma's move to the SEC, keeping you posted on that. Obviously, the breaking news will come when it comes. Expected a letter formally to the SEC asking for an invitation to join that conference, so we'll keep you posted. We have salacious gossip in the Blitz for the top of the hour. Also got, 26 more NFL training camps, 29 more NFL training camps opening today, including the Houston Texans down in Houston, the Packers in Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers, Texans dealing with the Deshaun Watson mess. Now, the Dallas Cowboys went to camp last week, Buck, because they play in the Hall of Fame game to open the preseason a week from Thursday. 1 week from Thursday, the Cowboys will play the Pittsburgh Steelers. Of course, Jimmy Johnson will go into the Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio.
Yeah, Jerry cried last week. He had a tear. He had a tear for that. He was, you know, when you mess around with friendships like that, and whether they're business or whether it's your next-door neighbor, years go by, that crap hurts, especially when you had some success with that person and you let it get to where it got to.
Well, and I was on vacation during that, but I read a little bit about it. I didn't see the actual. I know Jerry's been very emotional since
he got he was Oxford. Emotional. He was.
Well, because he screwed it up.
Teared up, yeah. I mean, well, whoever screwed it up, he felt bad about it.
Who knows what it could have become. I mean, ego's got in the way of greatness. I mean, the Cowboys won 3 Super Bowls, Jimmy 2, but who knows? Jimmy was a huge part of developing and drafting, identifying the talent and developing that talent. And, you know, the Cowboys have not been the same since the divorce between those two. I think that's fair to say. And Jerry Jones trying to prove what a great personnel guy he is. You know, the derivation of my bet that I'll walk to Dallas if they ever win the Super Bowl with Jerry Jones as general manager came pretty shortly after the divorce between, I mean, about 3 or 4 years. We started this show. And, 98, 99? And it's when I started to say I'll walk to Dallas if they win a Super Bowl with Jerry as GM. Because from that point on, it was about Jerry trying to prove that he could win a Super Bowl, right? He could lead the Cowboys to a Super Bowl, and it wasn't about Jimmy.
I don't know if you noticed, but that dude is in coaching gear lately.
Oh, I know.
Do you understand what he's doing now? He's up there in the tower. He's looking. He talked to Troy Aikman the other day. He was up in the tower, and he was talking about the two-minute drill. He's got coaching gear on. He's not quite sure about this Mike McCarthy guy. Jerry's going to get up in the tower and get some coaching
done
himself.
That can only be bad.
What do you mean? Come on, man. Coach Jones? You don't believe in Coach Jones?
No.
Okay.
Now, I do know this, that Jerry Jones said yesterday that he thought that, actually said on Sunday, Jerry Jones on Sunday said that while watching practice on Saturday, he thought that Dak Prescott's practice that day was the best he's ever had since being drafted by the Cowboys back
Coach
in 2016.
Jones.
Yeah. I heard bells.
Yeah.
There's Coach Jones. He's at it now.
So Dak is back. And look, this is what happens this time of year, selling hope. And the one thing I'll say for the Cowboys for sure is there's so much less drama in Cowboys camp than we've seen over previous years. Last year was a new coaching staff and COVID, which was a mess. And the Dak Prescott contract was continuing to hang over the organization's head.
And this can be a talented offense if things go the right way and this offensive line goes, this is a pretty talented offense that the Cowboys will have. Now, one guy I worry about is Cooper. He's, you know, he went into the OTAs and that kind of stuff. You know, he has this bad foot that still kind of hangs around.
I think they expect him to be okay, but yeah, that's a question mark for sure. But there is no question on CeeDee Lamb and Michael Gallup and the rest of the skill players in Dallas. And Dak,
they need Cooper. They need Cooper. Do they not though?
Sure. I mean, you want your full complement of skill players, and you need a healthy offensive line. I guess my point for the Cowboys is every training camp the last 3 or 4 years, there just seems to be drama surviving, you know, business. There's business stuff. There's Zeke's contract. There's Dak's contract. There's all this stuff pending. Right now, 3 days in, ahead of the Hall of Fame game next week, there's none. I mean, there's no drama
They're playing.
And that's good. And the new coaching staff, the early reports on Dan Quinn as the DC have been really good. Randy Gregory is having a great early camp. He's going to be the primary pass rusher, according to Dan Quinn. It feels like he's finally...
Kid from Penn State is playing. They're just telling me he's a great one.
So, the offseason was about rehauling the defense and overhauling the defense from the coaching staff to the talent. And, you know, we'll get to start seeing that. But look,
it's really too bad they have to play Tampa Bay in week one. That's a bad way to get off to a start there. That start is not going to be good.
You know, it's just one game, right? So short, long season, 17 games this year. 17 games.
I got them winning 10.
Well,
10-7.
10-7?
We'll do it, maybe.
10-7? Look, I still think they have the best roster in the division.
And I don't have them winning the division. That's right. I have the football team winning the division. That's right. Got the Washington football team.
I'm not putting my stock in Fitzmagic at this point.
Would you put it in that defense and Fitzmagic?
I don't know who I'm picking
yet. He said it's the best he feels. Fitzmagic, out of these 42 years, says this is the best he's felt.
I think it's
in
42,
15 years.
But really good to see Dak back and healthy and drama-free camp for Cowboys fans. That can be a good thing. But yeah, Jerry has got the hat on. He's got the coach's jacket.
Look at him.
Got the whistle around his neck. I mean, is he the head coach or is Mike McCarthy the head coach? I'm not really sure.
Who's better?
But look, I'll say this. I mean, if you want to spin optimism, you know, if Randy Gregory's back and healthy opposite DeMarcus Ware, that's a pretty formidable pass rush. Randy's problem has never been talent, quick twitch. The ability to rush the quarterback, his problem has been
consistency.
Off field, and
being consistent, too. They have a consistency problem there, for sure.
And his was more personal, right? It was about alcohol, drug abuse, and couldn't stay unsuspended. But he's been clean for a while. He's a great success story right now for the Cowboys.
They don't have any suspensions at camp.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
What?
None. Cowboys are in good place. And the one thing you would say about the Cowboys this offseason, from the early OTAs to the mini camps, is the buy-in. That it really feels like this team was embarrassed by how they played last year. I mean, they were a sloppy mess last year with a lot of good players that did not play close to par or up to par. And it feels like they want to make amends for that. So
bring
that's
in Ocho
good.
Cinco. Get them going.
Oh,
we need
about?
A little bit of distraction right now. Can't have this go on like this.
No, they're good. That's where you want to be right now with the Dallas Cowboys. So that's early. Cowboys in camp, so they've already got four workouts under their belt, and they'll play a week from Thursday against the Pittsburgh Steelers. By the way, did you hear reports that Big Ben Roethlisberger is in the best shape he's been in a long time?
Did you hear reports that rookie running back, the rookie of the year, how he looks? He looks fabulous. He just absolutely.
Have they fixed their offensive line in Pittsburgh because it's not close to what it was?
No. It was getting old.
Right.
It was getting pretty old.
And who replaced the old guys?
Some scrubs.
That's my question in Pittsburgh.
Najee doesn't need very much.
He
didn't need very much at Alabama. He doesn't need very much at Pittsburgh.
Well, you're not
He's a machine.
You're not playing Ole Miss. You're playing the Ravens.
Wait a minute.
You're playing the Browns.
It's the best conference in college football. SEC. SEC.
Yes, it is.
That's right.
But the Steelers, I believe, play in the best division in pro football.
NFL.
Yeah, with stingy defenses across the board. And if you can't block people, as Zeke Elliott, if you can't block people up front, how much fun it is to play running back in the National Football League.
Well, why would you be screaming out SEC when you're in that conference now? What is the deal with the Longhorn fans that they've said, I'm not going to say. Why wouldn't you say that? That's your conference now. That's who you're in with. That is your group. That's why that conference has been so good, because they stay together. Why wouldn't you now? I know this is just a specs text line, but most of them say, I will not be saying SEC. I won't ever chant that.
Well, were we
why
chanting
is that?
Big 12?
Why?
Do they chant Big 10?
By the way, why? Why would you chant?
I don't know that
Big
that's
12?
A huge.
Really?
You're still going to cheer for your team. Yes, you need to be a unified conference. That's going to be a welcome change, I think, long term for Texas, if they can, you know, go there. But at the same time, I'm okay if you don't want to chant the conference.
I think you should.
Okay.
I think you should have chants and cheers.
Okay. And cheer for yourself.
SEC cheers. Yes.
And yes, in we've always said when you get the bowl games, you should be rooting for your conference. We've always argued that.
And I still do.
Because it's good for your conference.
Yes.
If, you know, even though you hate Oklahoma, when they get into a big bowl game, you probably should root for them because it's good for the prestige of your conference.
That's right.
But I'm not getting chanting.
You don't have to worry about that now because you're kissing cousins with Oklahoma now.
Yeah, exactly. We'll come back when we do. Load up the Blitz, 447-3776. It's B&E with you. We've also got a little salacious gossip in there. It's B&E on the Horn.
Where you get that from? Did someone tell you that? Did someone tell you that? Because I ain't for no games, okay?
Salacious gossip is always brought to you by Bud Light. The Bud Light, always the right call for you. The number one selling light beer in the world. Those Bud Light seltzers as well, whatever you're doing this summer. Now we're to the blazing temperatures of July and into August. The dog days are here. But do with an ice cold Bud Light each and every time. Be safe and smart. Coke Fest right around the corner. A couple weeks out to that big event. We're excited to be a part of that with our sister station down the hall, KOKEFest.com. Coke Fest, great opportunity with 2 days of great country music. Co Wetzel. Gosh, the lineup, Aaron Watson, just goes on and on for 2 days out there in Hutto. Always a great stop for a Bud Light or a Bud Light seltzer. Check those out and get those tickets at CokeFest.com. And a lot going on right now. Stunning news from the Olympics. We'll get you the details coming up. But the gossip is Simone Biles, widely considered by many accounts, I'm not a gymnastics expert, Buck, but the greatest gymnast of all time.
Mm-hmm.
The 24-year-old participated in one team event today, the vault. And then consulted with the medical staff and the team coaches, and then withdrew from team competition. USA without her went on to take silver. China won the gold, and we'll see where this goes. It's very ambiguous right now what the injury is, if there is one. Some suggesting it's more of a mental thing, that she was having a bad day. We'll see.
I hope it's more than just having a bad day.
Yeah, USA Gymnastics in a statement said Simone has withdrawn from team competition in the final due to a medical issue.
Oh.
She will be addressed daily to determine medical clearance for future competitions.
Okay.
Because they still have the individual events.
Right.
Team competition now over silver for the USA, USA, USA.
Yeah, she's got like 4 or 5 maneuvers named after her.
Oh, she does stuff that's never been done before. I mean, I was watching some video of slow motion of her floor exercise routine. I mean, it is stunning. I mean, she does 2 flips and 3 twirls off the ground. Like, she's not jumping off of anything. She's just bouncing on the floor exercise and gets so dang high in the air. Let's hope she's okay. Let's hope there's not more of an injury than... Because it's been, you know, kind of back and forth, whether it was an injury or something else.
Right.
Mental issue. I don't know. We'll follow that story. But unfortunately, they take silver at the Olympic Games. And unfortunate to report that Kat Osterman and the USA softball team will also take the silver medal as they lost in the championship game.
Low scoring game.
To Japan,
they always are.
To Japan.
Hmm.
So the homestanding Japanese win that softball gold.
Get a silver.
Yeah. So Kat Osterman, who left her job at Texas State and, you know, to go win a gold medal, has to settle for
silver. That was a long time in between her going back to the
They had to wait a year because of the pandemic. And
it had been a while. Yeah.
Well, and Kat had talked about how she put having children on hold.
Right.
With her husband.
With the Olympics, right?
Yeah. And then it got pushed back another year. And so now they get the silver medal in that. I was reading this story, Buck, and this is disgusting. Did you know that 2% of us have never, ever washed our pillowcase? Now, that's good that 98% of us have, but who are you people? What are the 2%?
You mean you just like the smell, you like the funk or whatever it is? You just get so used to sleeping on it, you don't actually put it in the washer or dryer?
Can there be anything dirtier than your pillowcase after, with your greasy-ass head?
I don't think there's... besides my drawers, maybe. That's about it.
Besides my drawers.
You know what I mean? I don't put those on back and forth. Now,
yeah.
I may turn them inside out every once in a while.
But you put your face in your pillow every night. Put your ass in your drawers.
That's true. And D's.
Oh.
And that's gross.
That is gross.
A pillowcase is really dirty.
I'm glad
filthy.
To see 2% is just 2%, but still, that's 2%. People pulled. That is horrible.
There is West
Virginia.
Can I mention
this story? This is horrible. We had another...
There is Arkansas and West Virginia. So.
Issue with a gun in Fort Worth, but a gunman in Fort Worth opened fire, killed one person. The person was then stoned to death by a crowd of attackers to save lives. A group of people stoned a Texas shooter to death with concrete landscaping bricks after he opened fire early Monday, killing one person, injuring 3 others.
Can I say that's awesome?
It's horrible.
What?
But yeah, they stoned them. I mean, I saw some pictures of the scene. I mean, they just bricked this guy.
Like, you ever see those old biblical times and some of those deals where they stone people to death and stuff?
Yes.
There's a couple of rapists out there that may have to have one of those deals like that. The old stoning.
Yeah.
You know?
Stoning.
Stoning to death. Bring it back.
But, stoning only takes one good rock to the head. One good gardening brick.
I'm aiming low early.
Well, I'm aiming high. I'm going straight for the guy's got a gun. You're going face.
Stoned a dude to death. That's unbelievable.
Terrible story. Andrew Grande. Can we give him a round of applause? Not Grande Equipment, our great friends there, but Andrew Grande of League City said his kids were playing near a canal in League City in July when an alligator approached, and the Texas dad jumped into action to save his four-year-old daughter when he saw a large alligator coming after her. Saved her life. 40-year-old insurance agent told the Houston Chronicle the gator was within 3 feet of his daughter.
Oh.
When he grabbed the child, got everyone behind a fence.
Oh, that was that's not a little gator, that's a gator.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Thank goodness there's not video of that. I mean, can you imagine that gator right there looks to be about 12 to 15 feet long?
If it's not a child, I'm going to have to go with good luck to you.
If that were your dog, what would happen?
If that was my what?
Your dog.
Bye, dog.
You wouldn't swoop in?
For my dog?
Yes.
If it was my grandkids, or if it was maybe my wife, but for
you
my...
You said maybe your wife?
Did you say for my dog?
Yes, you're part of your family, your dog...
Dead dog. Yeah, dead dog. Chihuahua, big dog, little dog, family member, possibility, kids, grandkids, I'm in there.
It's bad karma.
Bad karma.
Swoop in.
Oh, you would for your dog, for your cat, too?
Yeah. Yeah, well.
No,
yeah.
You wouldn't. No, you would not.
This guy says the gator story, fake news unless there's video.
Gotta have it.
Gotta have it.
Gotta have that.
All right, let's go to your blitz.
The Bucky and E Blitz.
The Morning Blitz brought to you by Apple Leasing, where you only have to pay for the new half of the car or truck, the half under factory warranty, in any make, any model. Click appleleasing.com and see how easy it is.
Here we go. First Blitzer, you're up.
Yeah. Hey, Buck.
Yeah.
This is Trey Elling III. SEC. SEC.
Yeah. There you go. Start getting used to that chair. I want to hear that doggone thing nice and loud. Next Blitzer, you're up. And it's Tabo, say S-E-C, Tabo, don't be afraid.
Nah, so I'm going to wait till you really start playing in the SEC. So we're all glued to the Olympics here, right?
Yeah.
So I was checking out the South Korea broadcast, Soto, and the country starts coming out, dude. He starts putting images, dude, of food as they come out. Like Italy, they put pizza. They put tacos.
Kenya,
they put Chewbacca, Soto. I had no idea the local Klanster representative Vigor had relatives in
South Korea.
Come on, man. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Skeet shooting. The most difficult thing I ever done is like playing golf with a moving target. And thanks to the U.S. military, we got the gold.
There you go.
We swept skeet shooting.
I cannot hit one of those things. I try my best.
Pull!
I've never hit one. Somebody always takes the gun away and says, quit wasting our ammo. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Hey, Buck.
Yeah.
Guess what else don't get watched 2% of the time?
What's that?
These nuts.
Well, I hope they do.
100% of the time.
100%. So gross. Next Blitzer, you're up.
And that 2% of people that don't watch your poll cases, guarantee 1.9 are Boston Red Sox fans.
There you go. Thank you, Sal. Appreciate that.
Go Sox.
Next Blitzer, you're up.
Hey, so what happened to all of the talk about the academic and cultural fit into the SEC? It's about one thing, baby.
Give me that check. Give me that check. Next Blitzer, you're up.
So Texas is going to win the last Big 12 title the same way they won the first one, with number 5 leading the way.
There you go. Boy, that would be awesome going into the SEC.
James Brown to Bijan Robinson.
SEC. Yeah, that'd be cool. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Has anyone checked if Oklahoma can even spell SEC?
We're not that close to them, are we? Next Blitzer, you're up.
Hey, Buck.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Cat may have won the silver, but her husband is going to win the gold.
Going to get the gold.
Oh! Shut it down! Oh, let's go home!
Time for the babies now.
Yeah, that's, it's hard to feel bad about a silver medal, but I know Kat Osterman and the Team USA wanted gold. And congratulations to Kat. That is an unbelievable career, by the way.
Certainly is.
She's an all-timer for the University of Texas and for women's softball. But silver for the Team USA in gymnastics, silver for Team USA in softball. We'll be back. More on the Tokyo Olympics, plus the Big 12 dissolving, Texas and Oklahoma off to the SEC, the very latest. And yes, Aaron Rodgers, I just saw a video. Aaron Rodgers has arrived at Green Bay Packers camp.
And he got like this little bun thing on top of his head. Come on, man.
He's got a man bun.
Great.
It's T&E with you, live, local, and digital. Streaming on the Horn app and always at hornfm.com.